This is Central Standard. I'm Brian Ellison, in for Gina Kaufman. We've been talking today about baseball, but now let's move on to a different sport.
Hey, Candace. Shoot straight.
The recent success of The Hunger Games, the book and movie series, have had a big impact on competitive archery. Young women across the country are trying to match the skills of Katniss Everdeen, the series' main character. And Missouri now has its own Katniss. Recently, Central Standard's Patrick Quick went to an archery range in Lee's Summit to meet the state's reigning champion with a bow and arrow.
Shelby Winslow makes shooting a bow and arrow look easy. She's one of the best archers in Missouri and highly ranked nationally and internationally as well. Some might say, this girl's on fire, but she plays it cool.
Archery is something that you have to really keep a cool head about. Like, it's okay to lose an arrow. It's not okay to lose composure.
For Shelby, archery wasn't always something that came naturally to her.
The first time I ever shot, and I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one to have done this, but something that you don't think about picking up the bow is that as soon as you shoot, like, if you don't hold the bow right, it will smack your arm. So the very first arrow I ever shot, I had a huge welt on my arm. That's another win-or-learn situation.
In the archery world, it's not about winning or losing. It's about winning and learning.
If you don't win, you learn. So if you don't win a tournament, you learn why you didn't and why whatever is going wrong, so you figure that out for next time.
Competitive archery is a relatively simple sport compared to more popular ones such as football or wrestling. You line up your shot, aim for the center of the bullseye, and release. In competition, each shooter gets 3 rounds to shoot 5 arrows at 10 meters, and another 3 rounds to shoot 5 arrows at 15 meters, for a grand total of 30 arrows. The target itself is 80 centimeters in diameter, with the bullseye being only about 3 inches wide. To put that in perspective, imagine trying to hit a bullseye the size of a baseball from the distance of half a basketball court. It's not as simple as it sounds.
Just about the smallest things ever have the biggest difference when you shoot. Humidity, heat, wind, sometimes rain. I don't shoot outside very often, but I know that I'm going to eventually. And when I do, that's something that you really have to take in consideration because you're shooting from 60, 70 meters at a target outside. And if it's windy, if the weather's bad, I mean, you just have to learn to deal with it.
And it's just fun.
That's David Winslow, head coach for Lee Summit West High School's archery team and Shelby Winslow's father.
A lot of people talk about other sports and you hear people, well, just have fun. But there's something about, you know, in football, for instance, being out in the full gear in August and running hills, that is not fun. Something about that third period of a wrestling match when you're about to puke, it's not fun. Whereas every aspect of archery is really fun.
Part of the reason as to why archery may seem so fun, David says, is the fact that you don't need to be especially strong or fast like with other sports.
There's not any physical characteristics that would lend somebody to just pick up a bow and shoot it well and say, hey, we've got a natural here. It's more of something that occurs over time. Because with archery, there's no shortcuts. You know, there's no tricks. There's no, and like I said, no physical traits. You just have to kind of work at it a lot.
Shelby's passion for archery began about 4 years ago when her sixth grade teacher decided to start a team at her elementary school.
I soon realized after maybe a week or two of being in the archery program in sixth grade, I realized that it was something that I really liked to do. And because my dad had shot when he was little, it was something that he was willing to get himself into too, and with me. So we shoot together.
In the last several years, the number of archery programs in Missouri has increased dramatically. According to David Winslow, over 300 schools in Missouri alone participated in NASP last year. This year, he says, nearly 500 schools are participating, and the numbers just keep rising.
It's growing exponentially. Hollywood is playing a role in that. A lot of people can look at Katniss Everdeen, and that's one of the reasons why that the series is so popular is because a lot of girls and individuals can relate to her. And that, in turn, I think it does fuel a little of the interest in archery.
Are you interested in any of that stuff?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of The Hunger Games. I was actually shooting before I even knew about The Hunger Games, and my mom came down and she called me Little Katniss. I had no idea what she meant until I read the books, obviously, and then I knew about it. And I was like, this is a thing. Like,
so has that name stuck with you? Does your mom still call you Katniss?
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah, And my brother called me. He'll go, every time before a tournament, he'll go shoot straight catnip, like Grail said to Katniss in the book. Here's a movie promoting my favorite sport. Like, it's pretty great.
This, of course, is something that the archery world has taken note of.
It's not about strength or speed. It's about concentration, patience.
This dramatic promotional video, produced by the Missouri Department of Conservation for NASP, was screened in movie theaters across Missouri during the previews of the most recent Hunger Games film. Of course, it stars none other than Katniss Everdeen. I meant Shelby Winslow.
I'm aiming for the Olympics, but anyone can do this. Bring it to your school.
Tween franchises aside, archery programs such as NASP promote the idea that students can actually improve their educational experiences in school because archery may help to develop skills like motivation, attention, behavior, attendance, and focus, valuable lessons for living in our modern ADD world.
Archery it's got a really unique way of calming you down, making you think about things. Like, there's so many valuable lessons you can learn from archery that you can apply to real life situations.
And she's going to need those lessons. Currently a sophomore in high school, she's also a member of her school's cross-country team and a kart racer as well. After high school, Shelby plans on entering the medical field. Oh, and she's also a 3-time Missouri State archery champion and an Olympic hopeful. So how does she keep her cool during these stressful times?
You gotta have a mind like water. So if you've got waves and ripples in your water when you're shooting, then you're not gonna have very much success. But if you can get your water really calm, then you'll be able to focus really well.
How very zen of her. Where have I heard this before?
I said, empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Be water, my friend.
Oh yeah, that's right. Thanks, Bruce Lee. So, in the future, if you ever try shooting a bow and arrow, just remember, be water, my friend. Be water.
Being water here in the studio at KCUR. That was Patrick Quick producing that story for us. Earlier on, we spoke with Major Leaguers Fred Kipp and Rex Hudler. And that's all today for Central Standard. To listen back to any of our conversations that you've heard on the show, go to kcur.org/centralstandard. This conversation will be posted later this afternoon. You can also sign up for our podcast while you're there. Tomorrow, we'll take a look at changes where Main Street intersects with Westport Road, and we'll explore what influence school superintendents have over their districts. Central Standard is produced by Matthew Long Middleton and Sylvia Maria Gross. I'm Brian Ellison. Stick around now for Up to Date, coming up next.